Meadow. Meadow Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings. It's 42 degrees on WRHI's 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Ashley Lang.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
We want to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, as well as those listening to us on the free WRHI app. If you don't have that app, you can download that today.
And take it on the go and be in the know.
That's right. You'll make Lucas proud.
I couldn't do it.
I'll tell him that you did that.
And what about those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103 and Facebook Live? Good morning.
Lucas McFadden does have the day off. Well, October is known as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And this morning we are joined by Gina Carey, who is the Director of Radiology for Piedmont Medical Center of Rock Hill, as well as Dr. Matt Guy, who is a radiologist there. So welcome.
Thank you.
We wanted to start, like I mentioned, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So what is, Dr. Guy, we'll start with you. What is the most important thing for women and men, for that matter, and we'll get to that in a second, too, to remember during this month of October as far as their mammogram is concerned?
So the best thing you can do for yourself is find the cancer early. Early detection is what screening mammography is all about. So come in, get your screening mammogram. Let us detect the cancer before you start having symptoms. You feel the lump or you have discharge.
So when folks are coming through, I know that there's still the taboo, the stigma of even getting them to venture in through your doors. What is the helpful tip you're telling people, besides early detection helps? Is there a lot of fear of why people aren't coming through your doors? What are those stigmas we're still seeing out there?
Well, certainly just having cancers in certain private parts of your body, you may not want to talk about that, maybe kind of taboo, but it is an important part to take care of, and certainly the most common cancer diagnosed in the U.S. every year is breast cancer, so we need to be aware of it. We need to take care of ourselves.
When should people start getting mammograms?
So I tell the average woman with no family history, no genetic mutation that causes increased risk, start at age 40. That's when we want to start seeing those cancers when they are small or when they first are starting to develop.
And should people ever stop getting mammograms?
So that's a really great question. We hear that a lot, actually. Women who are getting older, they say, I've had normal mammograms all my life. I want to stop. What I ought to tell women is breast cancer actually increases throughout life. And so that needs to be a conversation with you and your doctor. There's no particular age I tell women to stop. There's no cutoff because every woman has a different life expectancy. They have different other health conditions that can, you know, cause them to start or stop. But when you and your doctor come to that decision that if you find a breast cancer on screening mammography but you wouldn't do anything about it, you wouldn't have treatment, you wouldn't have surgery, at that point there's really no need to get screens anymore. So that's the point where you need to stop. That being said, we have women who are in their 90s and even 100 years old that still come in. Wow. Because they're very agile. They still have several years of life ahead of them.
And this is something that we should do annually, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And men. So I know that a lot of times people don't realize that men can also get breast cancer. Talk a little bit about that and how do they need to come annually? Do they need to be doing self-examinations? What does that look like where a man is concerned?
Sure. So men have less breast tissue than women. We don't recommend screening mammography for the average man unless there's a really high risk for some reason. But certainly if they feel a lump or if they're having pain at certain part of their breast, then we recommend they do come in for a diagnostic study. We can do a mammogram or an ultrasound if needed and find that breast cancer if that's what it is. The majority of the time when men feel something, it's not cancer, but we want to make sure it's not the benign type, it's the cancer type that we're finding early in those men.
Gina, we're going to kind of shift to you now. I know that Piedmont Medical Center, the diagnostic center for Piedmont, is doing some extended hours throughout the month of October.
Yes.
Tell the listeners about that.
We're doing Monday evenings, every Monday in October. We have extended hours for those busy people that can't get off of work and come in at a normal time. So we are offering that every Monday for the month of October.
And for me being kind of the newbie, looking ahead of my timeline here, you know, what can one really expect in terms of how long does that process take? As you walk through the doors, what is a mammogram an hour? Is it 30 minutes? Is it a quick in and out? Especially for folks that maybe can come on a lunch break, what would that look like?
About 30 minutes. If we do a lot of online registration. So when you make your appointment, we'll go ahead and send you, it's a text, and you can get into something called Phreesia to go ahead and do all your registration. So we have that. So you literally walk in, fill out some paperwork for us as to, it's a standard paperwork for mammo, and you're ready to go. They'll put an armband on you and things like that. It's very quick.
Are there, Alex brought up a good point. I have had mammograms before. I'm over that 40-year-old age. But if you're going in for your first one, what would you tell someone who's maybe a little bit nervous, what to expect, what they should wear, what they should not wear?
It's a great question.
Give them some tips.
Yeah, come in comfortable. We do ask you not to wear any lotions or deodorant. That's very important. If you forget, we do have ways of wiping it off, but it can show up on the films. So we want to make sure that you come in pretty comfortable. You will have to, you know, expose your breast, obviously, and it's uncomfortable for just a few seconds. For most women, I've had several myself. So it's just more pressure. It's not a lot of pain, but it's more pressure.
But it's worth it.
It is 100% worth it.
In the end.
100% worth it.
How many locations do you have?
We have two.
And are they both doing those extended hours through?
No, just the Piedmont Medical Center, Rock Hill.
Okay. Dr. Guy, if you would, again, sure. Just what advice would you give to someone who's like right on that line of 40? Hey, I do self-examinations. I've never felt anything. Maybe they don't have insurance. It's not important. I'm just going to kind of let myself, you know, there's other things that are more important. What would you say to that woman?
Sure. Well, I'd say the majority of the early breast cancers that we detect are not palpable. It's not something that a woman can feel. Mm-hmm. But it's still very valuable to be able to find that before you feel it, before it can get big enough to spread to other parts of your body. So even if you're not feeling something, please come in at the appropriate time. Let us find it when it's early, before it goes elsewhere.
Dr. Guy, I'm curious to ask, because we're seeing such a trend now with new technologies out there, whether it's artificial intelligence or anything else, and how it can benefit or not the healthcare industry. What is just your thoughts on these trends going, especially around artificial intelligence? Would it help detect earlier on in the radiology screen something that maybe the naked eye can't see?
Sure. We actually use some artificial intelligence using computer-assisted detection already. So computer kind of focuses in on certain areas, and as a radiologist, we focus on those areas too to see if that really is something that needs to be looked at. But other areas too that the computers can't tell yet, that's what radiologist trained eye is used for.
So what he's saying is the robots will not replace him.
Not yet.
No. That's good. If they do see something, take us through what that would look like. Do you need to go with someone? Is it good to go by yourself? Is it okay to go by yourself? What would be the next step if something did show up and a radiologist did have to come in and say, okay?
Sure. So for the first callback from a screening mammogram, certainly you could bring somebody else if you need moral support, but it's fine to come by yourself. We would most likely do additional focused mammography called diagnostic mammography, and then possibly ultrasound as well to kind of combine those and increase the sensitivity of detecting a cancer. If we find something that needs a biopsy, then, of course, we would want you to bring somebody to provide support and possibly to drive you home from that and then take you through the rest of the process with that person.
Okay. How often do we see that happen? I mean, do most women come out of a mammography with great results, or what are statistics?
Sure. About 90% of screening mammography is normal.
Okay.
About 10% get called back, and only a small fraction of those that get called back actually have to go on to a biopsy.
Okay. All right. Well, this is Piedmont Medical Center of Rock Hill, the Women Diagnostic Center, and they are having extended hours. Is there a website that women can go to if they want more information and to schedule an appointment?
Yes, there's a Piedmont Medical Center, Rock Hill website out there that you can go in and it'll ask, it's specific for imaging.
All right. So we are speaking with Gina Carey, who's the director of radiology at Piedmont Medical Center, and Dr. Matt Guy, who is the radiologist. We thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.